אנחנו קוראים בספר
We are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, page 525, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 134. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, page 525, the subtitle is A Great Rule Concerning the Constant Mochin and a Sense of the Paltzufim and the Worlds During the 6,000 Years. 134. It has already been explained that the emergence of Gadlut of the Garen Zad Nikudim came in three sequences. By the way of three dots, Cholam Shuruk Chirik. From this, you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of ten sefirot, of reception of mochin de gadlut. The first is through ascension and integration in the upper one. That is, when Zon de'ak illuminated the new light through the tabul to keter de nikudim, and lowered the lower hay from nikbeya naim de keter to its peh. Then the fallen achab de keter that were in Abba Ve'ima rose and returned to their degree in keter, completing its ten sefirot. It is considered that in that state, Galgal Ta'anayim de Abba Ve'ima attached to achab de keter rose along with them. Hence, Abba Ve'ima too are included in the ten complete sefirot of Keter. Since the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like it, it is therefore considered that Abba Ve'ima too obtained the achab they lacked to complete their ten sefirot by their integration in Keter. This is the first kind of mochin de gadlut.
That's clear, yes? No? We learned this frequently in the world of Nikudim, that in the world of Nikudim we have Keter, Abba and Ima, and Zon, and they're all in Katnut. And then the great light of Gadlut comes from above, and that gives Gadlut to Keter. And then Abba and Ima, which are tied to the Achap of Keter, they receive the illumination through Achap of Keter, and from that they join the Achap of Keter, they connect together with him, and then it turns out that what we have in Keter, we have also in Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima, which is called also the Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima, but the Gadlut of the Min Ha'alef, meaning Galgal Ta'anayim only, and Abba and Ima have the illumination of Gadlut. How can it be? Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba and Ima are the vessels of bestowal. How do the vessels of bestowal have the light of Gadlut? Because they are connected with the Chap of Keter. Is that clear or not? Don't be shy. Who does not understand?
Keter. Abba Ve'ima. Zon. Ken? Zo.
The light of Gadlut comes to Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima. To Achap of Abba Ve'ima. Sorry, of Keter. This is Keter. Sorry. Then, this light of Gadlut of Keter also shines to Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima.
Ken?
Right.
Achap de Abba Ve'ima.
Achap of Abba Ve'ima. Don't receive it. It doesn't shine. It doesn't illuminate on them.
Ken? אז יש לנו.
So we have
גדלות בכתר.
The gadlut of Keter.
גדלות בכתר.
The gadlut of Keter.
וגם כן גדלות.
And also the gadlut in גלגלת העיניים of Abba ואימא on the account of connecting to Keter. Is that clear? What?
It's not clear what gadlut of the first kind is.
This is called gadlut of the first kind, of the Min Ha'alef. Now it's considered that they received 10 sefirot in gadlut of Min Ha'alef, of the first type.
So in Galgalta Benaim there's Abba Ve'ima, the light of Gadlut, that's the first kind of Gadlut?
With a chap of Keter, not alone. Alone they cannot have any Gadlut. Because they're connected to a chap of Keter, as a complete ten sefirot themselves, so they have the light of Gadlut, which goes through them in Galgalta Benaim of Abba and Ima. More?
Can.
Yes.
What's the light of Gadlut, actually?
The light of Gadlut is Naran Chai.
What does that mean?
That it's light that comes from the Creator, and it has no limitation, but it goes through according to the Reshimot of Dalet. And it fulfills Keter, it fulfills Galgalta Einayim of Abba Ve'ima.
So this fulfillment of Abba Ve'ima in Galgalta Einayim in the light of Gadlut, what do they gain from this? What's in this? What does it mean, the light of Gadlut? What does it mean?
Gadlut, that they use the vessels of reception of Keter, they complete the vessels of reception of Keter, and the in their vessels of bestowal. Meaning, the Achap of Keter is fulfilled. If you want to do it already, let's do it. The Achap of Keter is fulfilled by having this great light from Galgalta Einayim of Abba Ve'ima, and by Achap of Keter, and of Galgalta Einayim of Abba Ve'ima, which completed as well. It receives a chap of Keter. It is completed from the two Galgaltot and Einayim. Why is it considered that by that specifically Galgalta Einayim of Abba and Ima receive Gadlut? Because their Gadlut is to bestow. And then when they can bestow, they too can bestow to a chap of Keter. So for them, it's considered Gadlut. Do they receive anything from that? Only the fact that thanks to them, a chap of Keter receives the light of Chochmah. They receive it from below upward, that's not considered reception, but it's still. Meaning, Galgalta Einayim of Keter and Galgalta Einayim of Abba and Ima, they add the vessels of bestowal to a chap of Keter, and by that, a chap of Keter receive two illuminations. One that belongs to Keter, and the other that belongs to Abba and Ima.
Galgalta Einayim שבכל פרצוף,
the Galgalta Einayim of every parzuf is like a motor that holds the parzuf in the air.
ואם יש לו שתי מנועים כאלה,
and if it has two such motors,
גם
both Galgal Ta'inayim from Keter and also Galgal Ta'inayim from Abba and Ima, then a chap of Keter is powerful. It has strength to sustain itself, to fulfill itself with the light of Chochmah. You need to make it tangible. Yes, Shai.
If we imagine it as an integral system, like the cogwheels, so what happens to a chap of Abba Ve'ima when the Galgal Ta'inayim receive light? In the Gadlut of the first kind.
The Galgal Ta'inayim? Of Abba and Ima?
Yes, in the Gadlut of the first kind, they receive light from a chap of the upper one.
Right.
What happens to the chap of Abba Ve'ima at that time?
The achap of Abba and Ima are not activated. What are you doing like that for?
If it's all cogwheels, how could it be that the light goes into Abba and Ima and Galgal Ta'inayim and nothing happens?
They're spinning in neutral, all right? They cannot receive what reaches to them, the light of Chochmah. They can't. They simply can't. In order for them to receive, they need to get from above a very special light. They need to get the force of Absag to raise themselves from their degree upwards, to activate themselves. There's a few more actions that they can get an impression from, but in the meantime, no. In the meantime, no. It really is. It's impossible.
What?
More.
Ken.
Yes.
A chap of Keter.
A chap of Keter and Galgal Ta'inayim of Keter. When the light comes, they.
They too need the light of Absag, but they already had it.
It's not clear what deficiency Achab de Keter are bringing a Galta name of Abba Ve'im after it's already whole.
All of the actions of the spiritual vessels are to bestow. If they have an additional opportunity to bestow, then they take it with every ability, and they realize it too. If a chap of Keter feels now that it can bestow from its achap to Galgal Ta'inayim of Abba Ve'ima and join the Galgalta and join Abba and Ima to it, then it does it, of course everything goes through him.
By this he becomes the Rosh or remains the Guf?
The Keter?
The Achap of Keter.
Of course it becomes a Rosh. It comes from Katnut to Gadlut. From smallness to adulthood. In Katnut it works like a body, meaning it's not activated like a Rosh. That's the sign of Katnut. And in Gadlut it works as a Rosh.
Towards Galgal Ta'inayim of Abba Ve'ima it becomes a Rosh.
Also towards Galgal Ta'inayim of Abba Ve'ima, yes, because it's the upper one. It brings him the light of Chochmah.
Thank you.
Okay, let's continue. Yes.
What's the condition to receive the lights of Ner HaChai?
Masach? Nothing more? To receive, you need a masach. An intention in order to bestow. Who are you bestowing upon? What exactly are you bestowing? Show me your ability.
Were there states of Gadlut, Gadlut Min Aleph?
There were states of Gadlut, but not like this, in Tzimtzum Aleph.
And what is it different?
How is it different? That here, it's gradual from Keter to Abba and Ima to Zon, that's where the corrections come to, and then they start working in complementing meaning the Achap of the upper one is connected to the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one, and the Galgal Tanaim of the upper one complete it to 10 Sfirot. This is what I mentioned here. That's what I mentioned here.
And still was shattered.
That's something else already. It shattered, so it shattered.
Can do it.
Yes, David.
What's the order of 10 Sfirot of Gadlut of Minav Alef, the Achap and Galgal Tanaim? How are those 10 Sfirot coming together? If they complete the 10 Sfirot,
of course.
So, where's the Rosh? Where's the Guf?
Galgal Tanaim. And Achap, that's it. Galgal Tanaim. Are these, and Achap are those.
On the other hand, you said that the Achap of the Keter becomes the Rosh, because it what brings,
it rises to the degree of Keter, and it gives a special illumination to Galgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'ima, and Galgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'ima join the Achap of Keter. But if you ask about the 10 Sfirot, these 10 Sfirot, right?
Yes.
So, in Gadlut of the first kind, you have Galgal Tanaim, which comes to us from Abba and Ima, and Achap that comes to us from Keter, and like that, you get 10 Sfirot. You can't invert the vessels, even if they're great vessels with great screens, masachim, but the nature of the vessels is such that it can't, you know, a leg can't become a head. These are Galgal Tanaim and these are Achap. Their role is such. The intensity of the role, that's something else. Sometimes the lower one has much greater intensity than the upper one, but in intensity, not in purity. What, Leibovich?
Why now does he actually explain about Gadlut de Min Alef? It's the part of Nikudim. Why does he explain this procedure now?
Let's read and see. I don't know. It's a thriller.
No, because Nikudim is shattered, so how can this happen now? It seems like it should have...
It's good that you have a question. I don't want to go into it. I'm going with him. All right? Yes.
The Achap of the Keter, it's not really the Achap of Abba Ve'ima, right?
Of course, it's not a Achap of Abba Ve'ima, it's a Achap of Keter. But Keter is the first, the crown. It's above the structure of Nikudim. Keter doesn't really belong to Nikudim. It receives from above, it organizes it, and it brings it below. There's a question here even, does it shatter or not? What happens? How can it be that Keter has vessels of reception? No, they don't. There is no vessel of reception there. So what vessel of reception is there in Keter from the lower one? Galgal Tanaim of Abba and Ima, to the extent they belong to the shattering, they passed all this, the light of Gadlut below, and they too are connected to the Achap of Keter, meaning Achap of Keter still has connected to the shattering. So the Keter, it needs to be corrected or not? There are many such questions, you know, it's like complications here. But we'll delve into it to the extent that it's related to us. Believe me, 99% and more, a few more percentages aren't written. That's it. Yes.
Can you say that Galgal Tanaim bestowed to the Achap of Keter? It's that now they can receive the light of Gadlut?
Galgalta and Aim of Abba and Ima don't receive before a cup of Keter. But when the illumination from above shines upon them, they awaken, they add to a cup of Keter vessels of bestowal. And then they have 10 sefirot.
What does it mean that they're adding vessels of bestowal?
Galgalta and Aim themselves.
What do they give? What does Galgalta and Aim of Abba and Ima give to a cup of Keter?
Vessels of bestowal.
Vessels that the Achab can fill.
Vessels that Achab doesn't need to fulfill, they themselves can fulfill the Achab.
The order isn't clear to me. Galgalta Naim of Abba Veima fill the Achab of Keter.
They add to Achab of Keter vessels of bestowal. Without it, Achab of Keter cannot function.
Why?
Achab can't function without Galgalta Naim. There's an order. The reception of the lights, the order of response to the light. There has to be 10 sefirot from above downwards in such a way, and then there is a response from below upwards. Yes?
But it already works from...
It's working according to Galgalta Naim of Keter. It's something completely different. Galgalta Naim of Abba and Dima is a different coarseness. It's something completely different.
This new connection isn't clear. Before, a Chap of Keter were not. And there wasn't this connection with Galgalta Naim of Abba Veima.
Achab of Keter belongs to Galgalta Naim of Keter. But when it feels that it has connection to Galgalta Naim of Abba and Dima, when does he feel? Whenever he doesn't have light in it. When there isn't light in Achab of Keter yet, it's annulled, it's zero. Galgalta Naim of Abba and Dima have no problem. They don't belong to it. When he already can start receiving an illumination from the Gadlut of Keter, then Galgalta Naim and Abba and Ima are awakened. Why are they awakened? Because they can bestow, they have a desire to bestow Galgalta Naim. So they awaken him. Let us bestow together. You there with Galgalta Naim of yours, you... It fits the Galgalta Naim of Achab of Abba Yanima with Keter, but you do it there on the side. We want to have this connection between us, this mutual bestowal. And Achab of Keter receives from them an awakening to receive in order to bestow. And he does it, of course, because it's towards the end of correction, towards the corrections, and then he does it. And then he receives also to the extent that they awaken him, right? And from above he receives it and he passes it on to them. So here there are 10 more sefirot. You should know, by the way, that every partsuf has an infinite number of partsufim that is connected to in different ways. All kinds of connections, always. That's it. Otherwise, the correction would never end. Okay? Yes.
So a Achab of Keter, now that there's a light of Apsag that comes, so first it checks the Galgalta Naim awaken, or first does it receive the light? What?
He works with his own Galgalta Naim, but because the light of Chochmah awakens in him, because he's a Achab, it's a certain illumination of Chochmah, so Galgalta Naim of Abba Ve'ima awaken to complete him with their vessels, right? And then, between them, a partsuf is formed. That's it. Now, you can ask, but he is in one level of coarseness, they are another. In what aviyut do they connect between each other? And what is the outcome? What, it's some kind of special modification between these and between those. It's not a cat nor a dog, it's something in between. What's happening here? So here we need to talk about it more, of how it actually unfolds. Vessels of bestowal, they usually bring the strength. Vessels of reception, they express the quality. So you have the one that begets and the one that implements this birth, like a male son and a nukva, but we'll leave that for now. That's it. Can we move on with that? Yes. We have a few naggers, the regular ones.
Can we resemble Keter, Abba Veima, and Zon as a part that takes a decision, a part that plans, and a part that implements?
In truth, there is no one here that makes a decision. But the one that makes a decision is Malchut of Ensof. And all of these Partsufim, they're activated according to absolute laws. That's it. Who else do we have there?
So Galgalta Enayim actually feels the light of Chochmah and sees an opportunity to bestow from the upper one. Is he included of the light of Chochmah, or is he restricting it?
No. You penetrate this, but you're entering deeper in, but I don't want to go delve into it. Let's put it this way. What is closer to the end of correction? Because all in all, the reshimo of the end of correction is activated from above, from Nehi of Ak, through Rosh of Sag. In the world of Nikudim now, every reshimo of Gemara Tikkun, if they'll realize it, everything will be corrected in order to bestow. That's it. That is why they all have a deficiency, each one to realize himself completely. The reshimo from above works that way. Now, as much as we can come closer to that gradually, they do. So, Galgalta Enayim and Achap of Keter enter an action in a complete manner. And they have no flaw. But the fact that they're causing a flaw later on, but they're not in that now, it's not yet clear. They have no reshimo. You can't blame them for anything. Right? The partsuf of Keter. And it's entirely from below, upwards. So it's the rosh of itlapshut, of clothing. Now, how from that are Abba and Ima activated, which is the rosh of Aviyut? So here is a problem. Galgalta, their Galgalta and Enayim receive an awakening from Keter, and of course they're close to the action of Keter to bestow from below upwards, and they too are activated, and they're able to be together with the Chap of Keter, meaning they need to work together with him in that same mission. What do they receive from that? They receive an additional illumination. Because there is a difference between a Chap of Keter that's working with Galgalta Enayim of his, or a Chap of Keter working with the Galgalta Enayim of Abba and Dima. This is a different level of Aviyut of Galgalta Enayim. It's a different goal. The fact that they're all on bestowal depends what level of bestowal. Understand? That's why Galgalta Enayim of Abba and Dima are already vessels. And when they want to work with a Chap of Keter, that is already a new partsuf, a different one, which is more corporeal. That's why it's called Gadlut of the first type. It's not a calculation of the upper one that it joins bestowal. He already activates its vessels. Now, to the extent a Chap of Keter changes by participating with Galgalta Enayim of Abba and Ima, right? Since Abba and Ima are a different level of coarseness. So Galgal Tainaim, it's a different level of coarseness of Abba and Ima, of a Chap of Keter. So a Chap of Keter needs also to receive the different level of coarseness, of course it now receives intensity of Abba and Ima in order to pass on to them, together with them, to receive the light of Chochmah. Now the question is, hold on. The Achap of Keter, they're vessels of reception. In Keter, they all acted in a form of rejection. In Abba and Ima, they're not rejecting anymore. Galgalta of Abba and Ima add to Achap of Keter an ability, to an extent, to work with these vessels. To work with the vessels of Achap, meaning to start processing the light of Chochmah. Meaning Gadlut of the first type. It's a special name, Gadlut, of the first type, on the account of the upper one, but it's already Gadlut. So it's not just gathering Galgal Tainaim from here, Achap from there. No. It's already a preparation. Now the question is, let's say that it all shatters. All of the Reshimot departed and so on. How do we correct this Gadlut of the first type? Or is it even not required for correction? But if it was, then it received, and it caused shattering, then we need to correct it. Where does it appear there? There are many questions here. So again, I'll say, you won't find, to the extent that I know, I'm not a great scholar of all the mechanics. My whole life I was busy with preparing the material for the understanding of the students and not to delve into it. And also Rabash wasn't really, really deep into it. Because what's it for? It's for, from attainment, we'll reach the general correction, then we'll attain the things. That's it. There are many questions here. It's very interesting, this matter. But we'll restrain ourselves and do what we need to do. Yes.
It's written that after they receive the light of Abchag, the Achap of Keter that fell returned to their degree.
Yes, I can't draw this, how Achap of Keter rise. I don't have a computer program here. Achap of Keter rise to Galgal Tainaim of Keter, they join it, and then Keter receives 10 complete sefirot, also for himself, and also in order to act as the source of Gadlut for Abba and Ima. Meaning he rises with two deficiencies, two roles, to keep 10 sefirot of himself, to also be the supplier of light to Abba and Ima.
Do they change their place, the Chap of Keter? Does it change its place?
The Chap of Keter, on the one hand, is connected to Galgal Tainaim of Keter. On the other hand, it's connected to Galgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima. It now has two parts of him.
I'm trying to understand the word that they rose up.
Rose meaning they were in Galgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima, Achap of Keter, and now these vessels rose above Galgal Tainaim of Abba and Ima. They have their own existence. Without any connection to Abba and Ima, they now become 10 complete sefirot, independently.
And Galgal Tainaim of Keter also uplifted, or they remain in the same place?
Galgal Tainaim of Keter, if we're talking on the clothing of the Partsufim,
yeah,
the previous Partsufim, It's written about this, but it's not really clear. Before the shattering, all the world of Nikudim, it rises above to Sag, until the shattering begins. Rosh of Nikudim is clothing on Nehi of Ak and rising to Sag. It's written that it's difficult to understand the subtleties of it. But again, I'll say, what do we get from that? You'll still forget about it by the time we...
Why am I asking? Because if a chap rose, so they grab the place of Gulgal Ta'anayim.
Gulgal Ta'anayim rises as well. It all rises. There's no such thing. You can say, yes, a chap rose to a place of Gulgal Ta'anayim. Gulgal Ta'anayim, in the meantime, they're rising higher. How could it be that they're with a chap in the same degree? There's no question here. All right. Okay. Where are we?
135.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
The second kind is a degree that was completed into ten sefirot by itself.
In its place, in its own degree.
When Zondak illuminated the new light through Yesodak, caught the dot of Shuruk to Abba Ve'ima, and lower the lower hay from Nikbe and Naim, the Abba Ve'ima themselves, to their peh. By that they elevated the Kelim de'achab de Abba Ve'ima from the place to which they fell in Zat to the Rosh de Abba Ve'ima and completed their ten sefirot. Thus now Abba Ve'ima are completed by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual Kelim of Achab that they lacked. Yet in the first kind, when they received their completion from Keter through Dvekut with its Achab, they were actually still deficient of the Achab. But owing to their Itkalilut in Keter, they received an illumination from their Achab, which sufficed only to complete them in ten sefirot while they were still in the place of Keter, and not at all when they departed from there to their own place.
That clear? Read again.
Again, 135. The second kind is a degree that was completed into ten sefirot by itself. When Zon De'ak illuminated the new light through Yesod De'ak, called the Da'at of Shuruk, to Abba Ve'ima, and lowered the lower hay from Nikbe and Naim, the Abba Ve'ima themselves, to their peh. By that, they elevated the Kelim De'achab, the Abba Ve'ima, from the place to which they fell in Zat, to the Rosh de Abba Ve'ima, and completed their ten sefirot. From the Parsa, they raised the Achab of Abba Ve'ima. Thus now, Abba Ve'ima are completed by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual Kelim, the Achab, that they lacked. Yet in the first kind, when they received their completion from Keter through Dvekut with its Achab, they were actually still deficient of the Achab, but owing to their Itkalilut in Keter, they received an illumination from their Achab, which sufficed only to complete them in ten sefirot while they were still in the place of Keter, and not at all when they departed from there to their own place.
Questions?
You're already tired.
So what's he saying, that because Gulgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima were included in the Achab of the first kind, so there was already some kind of gadlut for Abba Ve'ima?
Of course gadlut of Abba Ve'ima. There was gadlut of Abba Ve'ima through the Achab of Keter.
But he says that there's a connection, that the gadlut of the first kind then somewhat influences gadlut of the second kind?
A kind of preparation, yeah. And the second kind of the Gadlut is that the degree was completed into ten sfirot by itself. When Zon De'ak illuminated the new light through Yesod De'ak, called the dot of Shuruk, Nekudat HaShuruk, to Abba Ve'ima, and lowered the lower hay from Nikve Enayim, the Abba Ve'ima themselves, to their peh, meaning Abba and Ima have received Gadlut, by that they elevated the Kelim De'achab from the place that they fell to, where they fell into the Zat, meaning the Zon, from there to the Rosh of Abba and Ima, and completed their ten Sfirot. Thus now Abba and Ima are completed by themselves, not because there was the Gadlut of Aleph that was completed by the Keter, since now they have obtained the actual Kelim D'Achab that they lacked, meaning their own Achab. They elevated them to the Galgalta Enayim. Yet in the first kind, when they received their completion from Keter through Dvekut with its Achab, they were actually still deficient of the Achab, their own Achab. But owing to their Itkalelut in Keter, they received an illumination from their Achab, which sufficed only to complete them in ten sfirot while they were still in the place of Keter, called Min Aleph, not at all when they departed from there to their own place. So, questions, please. Go ahead.
So we actually says that in Gadlut of the first kind, there was also a Chap of Abba Ve'ima that bestowed the Gilgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'ima. What, from below upward? What's the connection? What did Achab do to Gilgal Ta'anayim? The Achab of Abba Ve'ima, how did they...
Where is it written what you're asking about?
He writes that by their integrating in the Keter, they got an illumination from its Achab.
But by their itkalelut in Keter, by being adhered to their achab, really there were missing achab, but by being included in the Keter, they got illumination from their achab.
So Gilgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima got an illumination from their achab.
From the Achab of Keter. From the Achab of Keter. There's no way to receive something from the Achab unless the light first reaches the Achab and fulfills it. This is science, it's not some kind of a...
But he writes that it's from the Achab of Abba Ve'ima, that he got an illumination from their Achab.
Where did he get stuck? I'm not sure, but let's see. And the second kind is that the degree is completed. The second kind is a degree that was completed into ten sfirot by itself when Zon De'ak illuminated the new light through Yesod De'ak, called the dot of Shuruk, Abba Ve'ima, and lowered the lower hay from Nikve and Aim Abba Ve'ima themselves to their peh. By that, they elevated the Kelim D'Achab Abba Ve'ima from the place to which they fell into Zat to the Rosh Abba Ve'ima. Yeah, that's by the Shuruk, and completed their ten sfirot. Thus now, Abba and Ima are completed by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual Kelim D'Achab that they lacked. You're asking about this? No. Okay. Yet, in the first kind, when they received their completion from Keter through Dvekut with its Achab, the Keter, they were actually still deficient of their real Achab. But owing to their Itkalelut in Keter, in the Achab of Keter, they received by it an illumination from their Achab. Yeah, and? No, it's not their Achab, it's the Achab of Keto, which sufficed only to complete them in the ten sefirot while they were still in the place of Keto, and not at all when they departed from there to their own place. Let's not get any deeper. I'm right, in short. We are studying, you'll get it. We're studying that the ladder of degrees does not change. The order of discernments in the Paltzuv does not change. The structure is a structure. There's no such thing as Abba and Ima receiving Gadlut from the Ahab of Keter and will complete themselves. What is the completion of the 10 Sefirot of the Mina Aleph? They receive an illumination from there. But this illumination works through their kelim of reception. But we say that they're completed by the Ahab of the upper, so it won't confuse you. It's because all the kelim have to be connected. And this is something that never changes. Tzimtzum Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, the Shvira, doesn't matter what. We only say that about their connection, but not about that as if they don't exist or they're broken or dispersed. It's all about their connection. So Gilgal Ta'anayim and Achab and Abba and Iva, suppose, or wherever. They're always like iron. Can't be any other way. I did not change my avaya. But that someone influences them from the side, then they as if connect to him or to it. But of course, they don't change. If you like it, you can think about it this way. You don't, forget about it. What next? Today, what's important? Guys.
Announcements. Evening lesson. You're welcome today at 5:30 p.m. to watch a live lesson with Rav Leitman on Sviva Tova. Thank you, all the TV viewers.
We also want to say goodbye to Giuseppe, who's leaving, unfortunately. You can stay. So he's going, and we're inviting everyone to come and visit us, stay with us, we'll be happy, and we're advancing toward the Congress. From day to day, are there any questions about this, problems, scrutinies about the upcoming Congress? Unknown. Okay. Very well. So, Shimon, you're preparing the African Congress, and in the meantime, today we have to discuss the Congresses in North America, also in South America. I have an e-meeting this evening, both South America, so fine. So, all the best, and what are we thinking about during the day? Why are you looking at me?
I have what to say. How to think of the friends that we want to see them as great.
The greater or smaller that I see the friends, the main thing is that I think about them and how do I integrate with them, in them. That's what's important. All in all, correct scrutiny. Let's go.
So thank you all the TV viewers. Have a good day. Course to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah College is happy to invite you for an introductory lesson of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. During the month of December, all over Israel, admission is 30 shekel. You must sign up in advance. For details, call our toll-free number or the website. Good day, everybody.
לקראת הטוב, הרמוניה, גדלים מתמזגים על קו החוף.
הרמוניה, אנחנו כמו קליפים על הפסנתר,
שחורים ולבנים לב אל לב נתחבר.
הרמוניה זה כולנו יחד.
לצמוח ולגדול בלי פחד.